We continue our scripture reading in the book of Joshua, today at Joshua chapter 8, verses 30 to 35. You'll find this on in your pew Bible on page 234. Now, you may be struck that I'm reading a shorter passage. Well, there's a couple of reasons for that. It's so important, I wanted to give it attention, and then the next chapter needs to be handled separately. Sometimes you have a shorter portion, you just need to deal with it. But what a great moment this is in redemptive history. It's one of the passages I really am excited to read because I'm aware of the significance of what is happening. And you'll see early in the passage, just as Moses had commanded, Joshua was now doing. They have gone through the Jordan River. They've crossed over. They've seen the fall of Jericho. They had the Achan incident, and then they repented of that. They defeated the enemy at Ai, and now they've gone into the area that later would be called Samaria. And because God had commanded Moses earlier to do this, they were now doing it. And you'll see this in Deuteronomy chapters 27 and 28 and 29 in particular. Now, there were two hills there, Mount Ebal and Mount Gerizim. And six of the tribes were to form up, this is a lot of people, it's hundreds of thousands of people, on Mount Ebal, and the other six tribes on Mount Gerizim, this mass movement, all of Israel assembled on two mountains with the Ark of the Covenant in between. And on one side, there were to be the reading of blessings on obedience. Let me give you just a taste of this from Deuteronomy 28. If you faithfully obey the voice of the Lord your God, being careful to do all his commandments, so on so forth, blessed shall you be in the city. Blessed shall you be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of your womb, so on, so on. It goes, blessed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. Blessed, blessed, blessed. Folks, obeying God's law brings blessing. That is always true. And they're going to celebrate that not only God. Obeying God's law is blessed because it works and because God blesses it. He is not a debtor to anyone. The other six tribes, however, formed up on Mount Ebal. That was Mount Gerizim, actually, was the blessings for obedience. On Mount Ebal were the curses upon disobedience, and it is a somewhat larger section. And what you really have, starting at verse 15 of Deuteronomy 28, is a whole litany of what's going to happen to Israel if they turn from God's covenant. They do, and it does. In fact, I think you look in here, you'll see even things that are relatively contemporary as Israel is scattered throughout the world, all because of the disobedience, the breaking of the covenant. Now, here's the situation. You have half the tribes on one mountain, blessing for obedience, the other half, Ebal, for curses for disobedience, and God's going to teach two important lessons about the law and the gospel. And the first lesson is taught when we answer the question, on which mountain was God going to meet them for worship? And our logic would be, well, God will meet them on Mount Gerizim. Blessed shall you be for obedience. But in fact, God has them build an altar, not on Mount Gerizim, the mountain of good works, but on Mount Ebal, the mountain of sin. And they're to worship God and meet with him in the context of failure and sin by blood sacrifices. Verse 31 of Joshua 8, an altar of uncut stones, no human contribution. The blood of the Lamb is to be poured. And God, here's the religion of the Bible. God meets sinners in the place of our failure and sin through the blood of Jesus Christ. And that is our salvation. And so while God gives the law, we must never think, well, obviously, we're such good people. No, the law condemns us. And that's why we have the confession of sin in our worship service. We come not by our works, not because we're so great Presbyterians, by the blood of the Lamb, that alone. But the other era, I think shockingly common today in evangelical circles, is therefore the law doesn't matter at all. And I was famously preached in our area over Christmas, I'm told, that the Ten Commandments aren't even commandments. Well, the word commandments comes up a lot in this passage. They are commandments. That's just false. And many evangelicals will teach, because we're saved by grace as sinners, then even to talk about the law is to be legalist. Well, notice that after they meet God by the blood of the Lamb in the context of sin and failure, then Joshua carves out the Ten Commandments again and gives them to them.
And likewise, we sinners, saved by the grace of the blood of Jesus, there's no other way we could meet with God. Having been received in that way, he gives us the law and says, now here's how you're to live. That's how we're to live. A great way to start off the year is the reading of this passage. We are sinners, folks, saved by the blood of the Lamb, but we are saved to be saints. Always in need of grace, always by his provision, but we're to live for him. He died for us, we're to live for him. Now, the last thing about this passage is that Jesus comes to this very place in John 4. When he meets with a Samaritan woman at Jacob's well, you can see both Mount Gerizim and Mount Ebal, and she wants to engage the argument because the Samaritans, being works religion, they worshiped on Mount Gerizim, and she says, we built our temple on Mount Gerizim. Well, Jesus points out to her, well, you're wrong. That's works religion is not how you're saved. But then he says to her, because now I've come, the place where you worship is not on any mountain. You worship in the presence of Jesus. We worship through Jesus, the Lord and Savior, whose blood is that which brings us to God. And William Cooper put it this way, Jesus, where'er thy people meet, there they behold your mercy seat. And so here in South Carolina, on neither mountain, we worship as sinners through the blood of Jesus Christ, knowing that he calls us to serve him as a holy people. Well, let's read then, with that in mind, Joshua chapter 8, verses 30 to 35. Listen now to God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word. At that time, Joshua built an altar to the Lord, the God of Israel, on Mount Ebal. Just as Moses, a servant of the Lord, had commanded the people of Israel, as it is written in the book of the law of Moses, an altar of uncut stones upon which no man has wielded an iron tool. And they offered on it burnt offerings to the Lord and sacrificed peace offerings. And there in the presence of the people of Israel, he wrote on the stones a copy of the law of Moses, which he had written. And all Israel, sojourner as well as native-born, with their elders and officers and their judges, stood on opposite sides of the ark before the Levitical priests who carried the ark of the covenant of the Lord, half of them in front of Mount Gerizim and half of them in front of Mount Ebal, just as Moses, the servant of the Lord, had commanded at the first to bless the people of Israel. And afterward he read all the words of the book of the law, the blessing and the curse, according to all that is written in the book of the law. There was not a word of all that Moses commanded that Joshua did not read before all the assembly of Israel and the women and the little ones and the sojourners who lived among them. The grass withers and the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever. Amen.